Mention three things here.
那么那美好的仗打过了。
I've fought a good fight.
啊，当跑的路跑尽了。
I've finished the course.
请我们记得最后一件事情，就是所信的仗守住了。
Please remember the last thing is that I have kept the faith.
啊，保罗在这里提醒我们。
And Paul reminds us here.
我们基督徒在地上。
And for Christians, when we are on earth,
我们有所当守的。
And we have something to keep.
因为神有托付。
Because there is an entrustment from God.
所以我们就应当守。
So we need to keep it.
那么我们守什么东西才有价值呢？
So what shall we keep so that it is valuable?
我们守什么才是对的呢？
So what is to keep so that it is right?
今天你看看地上的众教会。
So if you look at the church on earth,
看看许多的圣徒。
And if you look at the saints,
看看今天整个基督教的光景。
And you look at the condition in the Christianity,
呀，很多基督徒都在守啊。
And many Christians are keeping something.
那么有的人守的是什么东西呢？
And what they are keeping?
守他的传统。
And to keep their tradition.
我们知道使徒保罗本来是犹太教这个守传统最有力的一个人。
We know Paul was a very powerful tradition keeper in Judaism.
他把犹太教看得比一切都重要。
He esteemed Judaism higher than anything else.
就像今天很多基督徒一样。
Just like many Christians today.
我们很多人守所谓基督教的传统。
And a lot of Christians try to keep the Christian tradition.
他们为了严格守这个东西，甚至可以舍命。
And in order to keep them, they are willing to sacrifice their life.
那么也有的人呢，守一些的习惯。
And some of them are to keep some habits.
我们基督徒中间有各式各样不同的习惯。
And among Christians, there are many different kinds of habits.
啊，有的个人习惯，有的聚会的习惯，他们把它看得非常重要。
And some of them are habits for individuals. Some of the habits are for the corporate body.
那么也有人守工作。
And some of them will try to keep a work.
工作的做法。
The way of doing work.
工作的组织。
And the organization of the work.
他们严严地守住这些东西。
They try to do their best to keep them.
那么也有人守所谓的形式。
And some try to keep the form.
守所谓的立场。
And some kind of ground.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，你看见今天在基督徒中间形形色色，个人都有自己所守的东西。
So among Christians, you can see there's all kinds of, very kinds of keeping. So everybody try to keep something.
啊，也有人守所谓的这些理论。
And some try to keep some kind of theory.
神学上有很多的论调。
And there's many theories in theology.
啊，这个论那个论，一大堆的论。
And there's many theories of this kind and that kind.
啊，每个人有的守这个论，守那个论。
And some try to keep this theory, and some try to keep.
那么也有人守所谓的道理。
And some try to keep some instructions.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
这些东西。
And these things.
有的不一定是坏的。
And not all bad.
但是呢，是错误的。
But they are mistakes.
你看保罗守什么东西。
And we, you have to see that what Paul was keeping.
保罗在最后他告诉我们是所信的道守住了。
He said that I have kept the faith.
在圣经的里面
，in the Bible，
这句话呢，有的时候给我们带来一点点的困惑和不太容易了解。
And sometimes we are confused and not quite understand this statement.
保罗说：“所信的道我守住了。”
Paul says, "I have kept the faith."
所以我们很多人都领会成以为是个道理，一个说法。
And so some of us may understand this that this is some kind of instructions or some kind of saying.
其实在原文的里面我们知道那个道那个字就是信心这个字。
We know in the original language, it is the faith.
不过呢，翻译圣经的人呢
，and for the translator,
觉得保罗在这里所说的信心呢，跟我们的一般呢那种零碎的信心啊是不太一样。
And the translator feel that the faith mentioned here by Paul is different from the fragmented faith we have been mentioning all the time.
那意思说，跟我们在生活上呢某一些事情所运用的信心还不一样。
And this faith is different from the faith we exercise in our daily living.
所以呢，中文圣经里面呢，把它翻成真道。
So in the Chinese translation, it is a true instruction, true word.
那么因为呢翻译圣经的人知道保罗在这里所说的这个信心里 面包含的意义是非常的大。
And because the translators knew that what the faith mentioned by Paul encompasses many meanings.
所以也有弟兄们告诉我们，这个字呢，最好呢能把它翻成信仰，是保罗守住他的信仰。
And some brothers mentioned that probably a better translation would be Paul's belief.
那么也可以简单的说呢，就是保罗守住了他所信的。
And simply put, we may say that Paul has kept what he believes.
那么保罗到底所守住的、所信的是什么呢？
So what did Paul believe?
我们知道保罗所守的是在信心中所神所启示出来的那一位。
And what Paul believes that is through faith what the Lord has revealed, the one the Lord God has revealed.
就是那一位永存的那一位。
And that person, that living one.
就是基督。
And that is Christ.
所以保罗不是守住这些外面的这些事物。
So what Paul was keeping was not our matters.
保罗所守住的是神心意中间的那一位。
And what Paul kept was the one in the heart of God.
当然圣经中啊讲到这个用真理这个字真道这个字的时候呢。
So in the Bible, when the word the faith is mentioned,
我们也可以领会，因为当初翻圣经的人讲保罗这个信息是代表着全部的真理。
And we can also understand this way, the faith here includes all truth.
或者说呢所信的呢就是神对基督那个完全的启示。
Or what he believed in was the complete revelation concerning Christ.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹们我们能够抓住这个字的意思。
So I hope brother and sister you can grab hold of the meaning of this word.
保罗在这里所持守的不是一些外面的事物。
So what Paul was keeping here is not some outward matters.
保罗所守住的乃是那一位活着的那一位。
And what he was keeping was the one, the living one.
那么弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters,
我们今天守的是什么东西呢？
So what are we keeping?
所以将来我们的结局好不好，能不能得做公义的冠冕，就看今天你到底在守什么东西。
So whether we could have a good end, whether we can have this crown of righteousness, it all depends on what you are keeping today.
所以我们要懂得保罗是守住的这个真道。
So we have to understand that Paul has kept the faith.
这个信仰
and his belief.
这个里面所有的内容是包括着保罗所写的十三封书信在里面。
And the content of the faith includes all13 epistles of Paul wrote.
这是他对基督一个完全的认识。
It's a complete understanding of Paul concerning Christ.
这个呢不是光对神的作为局部的一点看见。
It is not just a partial seeing concerning the work of God.
乃是完全的一个看见。
It is a complete seeing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在同一个世纪里面。
In the first century.
神得着保罗作为一个榜样。
God gave Paul as an example.
那么他来说明今天他要圣徒们所守的到底是什么东西。
And he is to explain what he wants the fans to keep.
我们的确把保罗一生的故事读过之后
If you read through the Paul's life,
我们能清楚地看见他拥有对主耶稣基督最完整的认识。
We can see that he has this complete understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神把重大的启示摆在使徒保罗的身上。
And God put this great revelation on Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们在主面前所要守的
And today, as we are to keep before the Lord,
应该是使徒保罗所有的完全的启示。
And it should be the complete revelation of Paul.
当然我们知道保罗这个信心是从大马士的路上开始。
Of course we know that the beginning of Paul's faith started from Damascus.
本来保罗是一个极端的一个反对者。
And Paul was an extreme opposer.
并且是成为基督徒的一个逼迫者。
And he was a persecutors of Christians.
那么他拿着大祭司的文书追杀基督徒。
And he has a letter of the high priest that tried to persecute, tried to kill Christians.
没想到在大马士的路上，主向他显现。
And out of expectation, on his way to Damascus, the Lord revealed to him.
那么主在那里彻底改变了这个保罗。
And the Lord completely changed Paul.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事什么呢
？And brothers and sisters, one thing we need to pay attention to.
就是大马士路上的异象
is the vision.On his way to Damascus,
神给他的这个意象是一个完整的意象
，and that vision was a complete vision.
但是呢，我们晓得在大马士的路上只是一个开端
，and yet we know that the vision on the way to Damascus was just a beginning.
神给他的意象是完全的
，the vision given from God was complete.
但是就着保罗个人的经历和认识上来讲
，and yet from a Paul's perspective or from his experiences,
那只是一个开端而已。
And that was just the beginning.
以后我们看见他，在侍奉上，在跟随主的路上。
And we can see later on as he served the Lord and followed the Lord.
主不断的启示他。
The Lord continued to reveal to him.
这个意象的内容就不断的被释放出来。
And the content of the vision was continued to be released.
所以我们看他的十三封书信。
So if we look at his 13 epistles,
他是一直在进步的。
He continued to improve.
并且是越来越丰富的。
And it became more and more abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers,
在大马士路上所给的意象
，And for the vision is given on the way to Damascus.
一直所给的是完全的。
And that was a once for all, it was complete.
但是在认识和经历上还要继续的往前。
And yet in knowledge and experience, he has to continue to progress.
这就像他写的哥罗西书第一章里面话一样。
And just like what he wrote in Colossians chapter 1.
他说对基督徒的经历来讲，开头你要满心知道神的旨意。
And just like he says that concerning Christian's experience, that in the beginning you need to know the Lord.
然后呢，在你的生活中就渐渐的所知道他。
And then in your life, then you will gradually know him.
所以这里所包括的一个原则就是神让我们依次得到，渐渐达到。
And so the principle here is you're going to gain it once for all, and yet you attend to it gradually.
所以在保罗的身上也是这样。
And it is also true in the life of Paul.
保罗在大马士的路上，神是一直把这个意象给了他。
God gave the vision to once for all to Paul on his way to
Damascus. 但是就是保罗的认识和经历上面来讲，还没有达到那么丰富。
And yet in Paul's experiences and knowledge, he was not yet rich.
所以我们从使徒行传里面可以看见。
So in the book of Acts, we can see this.
那么开头的时候呢，他认识了耶稣基督。是神的儿子。
So in the beginning, he came to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们知道，这对保罗来讲是已经是一个相当不容易的转变。
And we know that it was already a very a not very easy change in Paul.
对保罗这么有这么样一个坚强犹太教背景的一个人。
And for Paul, who has a very strong Judaism background.
他深知旧约圣经里面对弥赛亚的启示。
He knew the revelations concerning the Messiah.
他又在犹太教中受到了那么坚强的一个教育。
And he received a very strong education in Judaism.
而做了一个非常坚强的一个法利赛人。
And he became a very strong Pharisee.
像有这样背景的人呢
，and for a person with such a background,
要相信从拿撒勒出来的那个木匠的儿子就是基督，很困难。
It is very difficult for him to believe that the carpenter from Nazareth is Jesus Christ, is Son of God.
我们知道，就着肉身的年龄来讲
，and from his physical age.
那么主耶稣只不过比他大几岁而已。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was only a few years older than
him. 你看这么聪明的一个保罗。
You can see that Paul who was such an intelligent person.
这么骄傲的一个保罗。
And such a proud person.
他要接受一个比他大几岁的人是从乡下出来的，并且是木匠的儿子，要承认他就是基督，这太困难了，对不对
？It's a very very difficult for him to accept a person who's just a few years older than he, and then he just came from the countryside, the son of a carpenter, as the Messiah.
我们知道，若不是主亲自的显现，
If not the Lord to appear to him,
and
it is impossible for him to make such a change.
那么我们这些外邦人呢?
And for us, the Gentiles,
我们没有这个背景。
We don't have such a background.
我们从无知到接受。
And we come from ignorance to acceptance.
虽然不大容易。
And it's not so easy.
但是比起保罗来讲还是容易一点。
But comparatively speaking, it's easier.
啊，像保罗这样的人能够相信。耶稣就是基督，这真是不容易。
And for a person like Paul to believe that Jesus is the Christ is very difficult.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么他一旦眼睛走开
，When his eyes were open，
认识耶稣就是基督。
And then know that Jesus is the Christ.
认识他就是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
并且承认他是从死里复活的。
And then confess that he was raised from the dead.
所以因此就开始。起来传扬这个福音
，Therefore he rose up and preached the gospel.
啊，他就到处证明耶稣是基督
，And he proved that Jesus is Christ.
我们也知道他在这个地中海的沿岸很多的城市里面造成非常大的轰动
，And we know that it caused a lot of turmoil around the, along the cities along the Mediterranean.
但是我们知道这只是保罗开端的一个经历。
But we know that it is just a beginning experience of a Paul.
神的工作并没有停留在这里。
And the God's work did not stop there.
今天呢，我们觉得在地上的教会。
And today we feel like churches on the
earth. 我们有一个情况是真的是很可惜的。
And sometimes we are such a shame.
我们知道福音是重要的。
We know that the gospel is important.
但是福音只不过是神整个工作的一个开端。
And yet the gospel is just the beginning of God's entire work.
但是今天我们很多神的儿女好像除了福音之外呢，那么就是福音。
And yet for many children of God, besides the gospel, it's still gospel.
那么有的人告诉我说，那我们目的就是传福音啊。
And some people told me that the purpose, our purpose is just to preach the gospel.
我说你传完了怎么办呢？
And I asked him, what will you do after you preach
the gospel? 那么就再传呢？
And he said, we're going to continue to preach.
今天早晨我们年长的弟兄也提到了。
And this morning our elder brother already mentioned.
是的，福音是重要的。
Yes, the gospel is important.
我们也感谢主。
And we also thank the
Lord. 我想大多数的圣徒来讲。
And for most saints.
对。耶稣是基督的这个信仰我们是守住的
and we have a kept belief that Jesus is the Christ
啊，很少基督徒啊，真正的重生得救之后还会否认他的信仰对吧
still Christians if they are truly they truly believe they will deny their belief, this belief
我们也感谢主在两千年教会历史中
we already thank the Lord for the 2000 years of church
很多基督徒守住这个基本的信仰
many Christians have kept this basic truth
受到很多的逼迫
they have suffered much persecution
甚至有很多人殉道
and many were martyred
这是宝贵的
and that's the precious
但是弟兄姊妹们
and yet, brothers,
我们从保罗的一生来看
through Paul's life
这只不过是一个开端的一个工作
This is just the beginning of the work
是的保罗像许多圣徒一样坚守这一个
Yes, just like many other saints of Paul held on to this
无论到哪里跟别人争辩就是证明耶稣是基督
And no matter when he went he just argued with others to prove that Jesus is the Christ
传扬他就是神的儿子
And preaching that he is the Son of God
传扬他的救恩
And preaching his
salvation 传扬他是从死里复活的主
And that's the fact that he was raised from the dead
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers
我们晓得这是大马士路上神给他意象的其中的一部分是一个开端的一部分
and we know that that is a part of the vision he received from the way to Damascus that's the beginning
但是从保罗身上让我们看见神给他的不止这一点
and yet in life of Paul we can see that this is not just what God has given to him
我想我们没有时间能够把这个十三封书信所有的内容都简单的介绍
I don't think we have a time to go through all these 13 epistles
然而我们会发现一件事情
And yet we can find one thing
这个大马士路上的异象
The visions are given to him on the way to Damascus
是到了保罗第一次被关在罗马监牢里面的时候
And that was not until when Paul was in prison for the first time
这个异象的启示达到高峰
And that revelation has reached its apex
我们 看见神用一个很奇妙的方式，很奇特的方式，把这个意象最终极的那个内容启示给保罗。
We can see that God used a very peculiar way to reveal the ultimate purpose of that vision to Paul.
那么，神用锁链把他锁在罗马的监牢里。
God chained him with a chain in the prison of Rome.
所以在以弗所书第三章里面，保罗就说到，他说：“你们知道我是为主被囚的。”
And therefore, in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says that I am chained for the Lord.
从外表看起来是罗马人把他锁住了。
To